From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. A judge struck down efforts to weaken the Endangered Species Act this week. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach reports, the ruling could be a major setback for the Trump administration.
The lawsuit's been going on for 7 years. The first Trump administration tried to chip away at some habitat protections for endangered species. So environmental groups sued, and now a federal California judge has largely agreed with them. Kelsey Yarzov Yates is the acting director of the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter.
This ruling reaffirms what we already know, which is that federal agencies are required to use the best available science when assessing any kind of harm to species.
Yarzob Yates says the current Trump administration is again trying to weaken protections, which could lead to more development in grizzly bear habitat, for example. She hopes the new ruling will act as a backstop and make the administration change its proposals. If not, environmental groups will use the ruling to back up yet another lawsuit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Heads up, climbers. Starting today, you should stay off climbing areas in Long Canyon near Moab. It's to protect desert bighorn sheep during a critical time in their reproductive cycle. The Bureau of Land Management is asking people to voluntarily avoid all crags in the canyon until June 15th. That includes Maverick Buttress and Reptilian Wall. The sheep are sensitive to human disturbances and use the cliffs to protect themselves from predators. Utah State University has a new men's basketball head coach. The former University of Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson signed on to a 5-year deal. Jacobson spoke during a press conference held on campus at Maverick Stadium.
Man, I love doing this, right? And I'm as excited and ready as I've ever been. Probably the most ready that I have been in my head coaching career.
Jacobson brings 20 years of experience from UNI and is the winningest coach in that program's history. Now he'll lead the Aggies as they transition from the Mountain West Conference to the Pac-12. He's replacing Jared Calhoun, who was at USU for 2 seasons. Calhoun is now the head coach at his alma mater, the University of Cincinnati. You're listening to KUER News.